So yeah, I was gonna do a Spreaker audio about the YZ, but I think I already did it on my channel. But anyway, Y is rising up from a U to a Y with a pole. Z is a weapon, a boomerang. But you can also see it's an offensive and defensive weapon, because it refers back to God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So you're wise by rising up in faith from a U to a Y via the pole, the post, Jesus on the post, on the cross. And the alphabet, A to Z, you can't take one letter out and disconnect it from the whole alphabet. Everything's connected. So everything's connected in Christ. So A to Z, Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. So the beginning and the end. And the letter Z is a weapon. And so the alphabet actually goes back to the word, right? Jesus is the, he said, I am the Alpha and Omega. So the word was written. The word became flesh. It is written. And so the Alpha and the Omega is an offensive and defensive weapon. God, Jesus is your covering, right? And so you're wise to enter in by faith. And that's your weapon against the devil. That's your offensive and defensive weapon against the devil. Faith. Truth. Walking in the Spirit. Nobody's perfect. No human's perfect. I mean, you're down here in the flesh, and God knows that you're just flesh, and he knows you're going to mess up, but you get back up and you keep walking. And so you're wise. You're wise. YZ, it sounds like wise, to go through the pole. Walking in the Spirit is your weapon. Standing on the word is your weapon. God's word is your offensive and defensive weapon. I had a sister in Christ tell me one time. She says, why is it when you quote a Bible verse, the unsaved seem to just shut up? A lot of them, they just go mute, you know? What is that about? Well, what it's about is, you speak the word and the demon in them has to go away. So the demon is leaving them. The world system's animating them, and you speak the truth. They're no longer animated by the devil, because that word is a weapon. So when you speak the truth, they go into the zombie mode, because there's the demon has to flee. The whole world system is rebuked with one Bible verse. Now what's going to happen is they're going to walk away, and they're going to be mad that you shut them up. You caused them to go into, you dumbfounded them with the truth. So they're going to go away, and they're going to come back with some twisted, perverted thing to say to you, because you shut them up. You shut them up. You not only did you show them up, you shut them up with the truth. And so they're going to come back with some lie, or some worldly, fleshly, temporal insanity. And so what they're going to do is they're going to come back at you. They're going to go away, just like the devil went away from Jesus. But he's going to come back. They come back after a season. They go away, then they come back. It is written. So when you say it is written, it is written, it is written, just like Jesus, the devil has to flee. So that's why they go into dumbfounded mode. And so they leave. They get shut down and shut up by the word. And then they leave, but they got to come back. It's like the devil came back to tempt Jesus. It's the same pattern. They come at you, you hit them with the truth. They come at you with lies, the world, the flesh, prior life. You hit them with the truth, and it shuts them up. They have to run away and regroup, and they come back. It's just like Wile E. Coyote. It's just like Wile E. Coyote every time. Every time Wile E. Coyote comes up with some kind of trick to trap you and to get you to believe a lie. See, they live in lies. They're in delusions. They're in delusion land. And so every time the devil tries to get you to believe a lie, which is to bring you into bondage, right? The devil's game is to take you out of your freedom, which is in Jesus, and make you a slave. How's he going to do it? The world, the flesh, prior life. So your pride, your flesh, and worldly wisdom. And so they're going to try to put lies in your eye gate or your ear gate to make you believe a lie to bring you back into slavery. That's the game, people. And it's not this happening all the time. It happened to Jesus. It happened to the prophets. It happened to all saints are going through the same thing. What is Babylon? Babylon is just lies. It's fake reality. The lies from the colleges, the schools, the media, the government, it's all lies. That's why I'm cutting it all off. All the social media people making, all of it's lies. Not only do they lie about you, but they lie about everything. Because they don't have any truth. And so if they don't have any truth, what are they going to speak? Lies. And so when you cut off the world, the flesh, and prior life, you cut off the media, the social media, everything that you cut off, you cut it off, right? What are they going to do? They're going to, look, you're different. You're not a part of the hive. So they're going to try to get another inroad. If Delilah don't work, if Jezebel don't work, then the postman, the postwoman, or whatever, they're going to knock on your door. I mean, when you're just trying to live in peace, they're going to try to break through a boundary. And social media is a fake reality where they want to draw you in, but they're really just not really drawing you in. They're trying to cross boundaries. It's really a master deceiver trick. The devil's a deceiver. Join social media and state your truth. That's not what they want. They don't care about your truth. They want you to join social media so you'll listen to lies. So they can penetrate the temple with lies. But as long as you put truth in your ear gate and not lies, the devil's losing, right? Think about it. A pirate. So a pirate's out there on the ocean. A pirate, right? So what is a pirate? Pie is the hole. So the rat wants to get in there and steal and corrupt. The pirates on the ocean look for a ship. And then they try to board the ship. So you are the ship and the pirates are the world. And the world, whether it's Facebook or whatever, they're pirates trying to get into your ship, get into your account, get into your bank account, get into your check, get into your mind, get into your heart, your soul. The whole system is a pirate, corrupt system. And they want you to be like them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's so obvious. And the way that you could see is you start cutting people out, they're going to get mad. You start cutting family, unsaved family members, they're going to throw a fit. You start keeping notes of who are really the friend and who are frenemies. The enemies, frenemies, the fakers. You start keeping notes. And you're going to see who really is your enemy pretending to be a friend, and you start to cut them off, they're going to get mad. They're going to lose their minds. Why? Because that's, they're pirates. And you put a boundary up against a pirate, the pirate gets mad. A pirate, think about a pirate. They think that ship is theirs. They think it's okay to get on a ship and steal somebody else's stuff. They think they deserve that. That's their mindset. That's a sociopath, psychopathic mindset. They didn't have to do nothing for that income. And they think that's okay. It's all about me, 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 me. They think what's yours is theirs. We're dealing with a complex system. And so the devil set up a very big system to deceive you. He gave you some good things, but the devil's a master deceiver, so some of the good things that you think are good on the surface, they're really bad things. Facebook is a bad thing. Facebook is bad news. Bad news bears, right? You know it is. In your gut, I don't even, just when I say Facebook is bad, in your gut, you know it is. It's not even real. 80% of the people on there are catfishing you as a friend to waste your time, to take you off your calling. Just when I say Facebook is bad, something in you says, yes, it's bad. You know it's bad. When you think about businesses, you know, they try to discourage you. Look, think about this. Why don't they teach you about investing in school? The reason is they don't want you to understand a new way of thinking that's freedom. When you invest, you're investing in other people, but you're also investing in yourself at the same time. But to invest, when you start to invest, it changes your whole mindset. And so the number one thing is to invest in yourself spiritually and invest in other people spiritually. Now, when you start to invest in somebody spiritually who's not spiritual, it's going to be a fight. But let's say somebody does get saved and they've been trained by the world's wisdom for so long, it's hard for them to accept the new paradigm, and especially people. And that's why they want you tied to Facebook. No, they want people around you that are fake. You're in a fake system. They want you to have fake friends. They want you to have fake reality. They want you to have fake family. They want you to have everything that's fake and it's not real. And when they pull the rug out from under you and show you that it was all fake, then if you're not strong enough, you go out there and jump off a bridge. The whole system is fake, and the whole they put that in. Look, they feed you the fake lie, and then every 10 years they pull the rug out. We know what they're doing. They pull the rug out every 10 years. And if you can understand the whole system's fake, and you're wise to walk by faith and not by sight, and you try to stay healthy, and you find a job or a career that you're good at, then even if the system is fake, you can always recoup, you know. If you lose everything but have your soul intact, you're a winner. But if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, you're a loser. This whole thing is designed to take you down a delusional rabbit hole and to turn you into a Wile E. Coyote just like they are. And what is Wile E. Coyote? These are the trolls. These are the mockers. These are the watchers. These are the agents. They're out to destroy you. And it's not a game. And they don't really care about your body. They care about your soul. If they can destroy your heart and your soul and your mind, they don't care if you're alive because you're walking around as a zombie.